Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ring the bell. We've done it again. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates to 4.875 fixed. Lower your monthly payment, get cash out, pay off credit cards, and best of all, make no mortgage payments for 2 months. Lock in this incredible 4.875 rate and get your cash in as little as 14 days. Visit GoldenOakLending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
5.81 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
Well, anytime the Steelers do anything, it makes news in this town. And this is big, as you just mentioned, a big trade with the Dallas Cowboys. How about them boys? We've got from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, the Steelers beat writer, Brian Bacco, who's busy, I would imagine. Thanks for making time for us, Brian. So let us have it. What's going on?
Yeah. You know, I'm not too surprised by this, honestly, Larry. I'm a little surprised that it didn't happen at the draft or before the draft. But, I mean, George Pickens was such a headache the last couple years that, or last few years, really, that I think at some point it outweighs the production. And now the Steelers have made that decision. And he is there in Dallas to either help the Cowboys or cause even more distractions off the field. Or I shouldn't say off the field, because he didn't really cause problems off the field here in Pittsburgh. But the sideline antics, some of the undisciplined play, that was all adding up.
So, Brian, the deal is Pickens goes to the Cowboys along with a sixth-round pick in 2027. The Steelers are getting a third-round pick in 26 and a fifth-rounder in 27. That gives them, next year, 12 picks in the NFL draft. And, boy, that looks to me and some other people like moving up in the draft to grab a prime quarterback.
Yeah, I do think they're loading up somewhat, and they're really just acquiring assets. And I think that's kind of the analytical-minded GM that Omar Khan sort of promised to be, or a lot of people expected he would be. And in this case, it's really twofold. It's not only that forward-thinking model, but it's also taking away one less potential problem for this team in the short term, because frankly, I don't know how old George Pickens was going to deal with being the second fiddle to DK Metcalf. And now the Steelers can, you know, sort of rid themselves of one potential drama subplot, and yeah, obviously keep an eye on the future and solving the biggest question that has dogged this team since Ben Roethlisberger's retirement, and that, of course, would be the quarterback play.
George Pickens, by all accounts, an extraordinarily talented receiver, but the antics kind of detracted from that, and having them bring in DK Metcalf wouldn't have created a, let's say, friendly, I would imagine, competition environment. So that said, the deal is done. What about Aaron Rodgers while we have you, Brian? Any breaking news?
Know, Larry. No breaking news unless I missed it since the moment I got on the phone with you guys. But, you know, I've seen people say, is this going to make him less likely to want to come here? For all we know, it might make him more likely to want to come here because, you know, we all have TVs. even when he goes on the darkness retreats, you know, when he comes out, he has social media. He can see what's going on with the latest diva receiver to be a part of the Steelers. So, I mean, hey, for all we know, maybe this streamlines things for him in this passing game. And now you don't have to worry about, okay, you're getting the ball to Metcalf, or you're keeping Pickens happy, or are you getting it to everybody else that it needs to go to. So, I mean, I still have a feeling, like the Steelers have a feeling, that he's going to make his way here. When that's going to be, who knows. But just based on some of Art Rooney II's comments and trying to read between the lines with his tone of voice, you know, I imagine they're getting a little bit impatient at least. But, you know, hey, they've put themselves in this bed. They're on his timeline for the most part.
You know, one of the other shoes to drop, too, on this, Brian, is who is Aaron Rodgers going to be throwing the ball to? They're still in need of wide receivers now.
There is, but I disagree with the people who think, okay, well, now you're right back to square one and you don't have a second wide receiver. While that part is probably true, DK Metcalf's a better number one wide receiver in my mind than George Pickens had been or would have been. So it's not like you completely ripped up your depth chart. You know, you've improved, I think, at the top, and maybe there are now more solutions at the middle to the bottom.
When is rookie minicamp? Isn't that coming up, like, real soon?
Yeah, it's this weekend.
Yeah.
I bet those guys will start filtering into Pittsburgh tomorrow, and you know, then they get on the field and start doing some football-like stuff in shorts on Friday and Saturday. We will be there to cover it, talking to the draft picks, and you know, luckily those guys won't really have too much they could or would want to say about the George Pickens deal, but we know Mike Tomlin is usually in front of the microphones at some point, so stay tuned for that.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward. My sleeper of the draft, and the Steelers got him, is Will Howard, the quarterback from Ohio State. Watch him rise. Brian, thank you.
I think you've got a lot of company with that take there, Larry. Thanks for having me on, guys. See
ya. Yeah, I appreciate you making time. Read all about it in the Post-Gazette. He blogs about it, talks about it, and spends time with us, too, and writes about it. Brian Batko.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you four free 5G phones and four lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. T-Mobile.com.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.